The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Refreshment Club is ready to refresh you with another sparkling program brought to you by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. So as you settle back to relax and enjoy the refreshment of music, songs, and fun, why not enjoy an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola from your family refrigerator? The Refreshment Club will come to order. We begin with a roll call. Clark Dennis.
Oh, boy.
Helen Jane Belkey.
Yes, sir.
The Ranch Boys.
Here.
Walter Blaufus.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra. And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All set for the meeting, Don. Let's go.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together, all right? Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's March time on the Refreshment Club. Walter Blaufus and the Refreshmenteers and the war correspondent, Mark. You're all feeling swell today. I know we are.
How are you, Brother Dennis?
I'm fine there, man.
Oh, that's good. We is getting in character this morning to introduce Clark's number, which is Summertime from Porgy and Bess. It's a beautiful number, isn't it, Clark?
Oh, it really is.
It's a lullaby sung by an old southern mammy to a little baby. And so we is trying to get in character. We is going to do an act here, Clark and I. And me, which is right there, Clark? Clark and I or Clark and me?
I don't know, man. You better decide.
We will both do the act. That settles it. Okay, we're going to do an act taking place in that little old southern town where the famous notice appeared outside the village church that the Reverend Parson Brown will preach here next. There was a typographical error. Here's what it really said. It said, the Reverend Parson Brown will preach here next Sunday morning and evening, after which the church will be closed for necessary repairs. You remember that one, I'm sure. All right, and then later on, good old Parson Brown went over to the home of Brother Williams and had a fine chicken dinner. And after the chicken dinner was over, Parson Brown said,
that's the finest chicken I ever tasted, Brother Williams. Where did you get him?
Now, Parson, what did you say there? I didn't quite get the interrogation there, Parson.
I said, that's the finest chicken I ever tasted, Brother Williams. Where did you get him?
Now, Parson, when you preaches a special good sermon, does I ever ask you where you gets it?
And then from upstairs, you could hear the strains of the mammy softly singing this lullaby, Summertime. Among others of our freshman clubbers, Mrs. John Kane of Baltimore, Maryland, was very much interested in that biblical recipe that Helen Jane gave a long time ago, remember? Of how to fix a fruitcake by means of using quotations from the Bible. And so was Ruth Albrecht, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Elizabeth Nickerson of Gloucester, Massachusetts. Well, they were also interested in diets, I understand from their letters, and so I thought that many of our freshman clubbers were in the same boat as far as diets were concerned. I know Carl Fossar and Walter are, not to mention myself, certain portions of the anatomy. So I've decided this morning to bring down a famous dietitian to talk to you, refreshment clubbers, and to talk to some of us, too. I think you members will be glad to know that we have with us today Lady Thimbleton Thimbleton, the famous Hollywood diet expert. You, of course, remember her famous 18-day diet. It's a pleasure to sit right over here to sit down here.
Yes, that is.
Yes. Lady Thimbleton, please.
Yes, sir. Friends of the radio audience, both of you, hello. I have never before published the 19th day of my famous Hollywood diet. For breakfast, take the juice of one nutmeg and one toothpick, au gratin. The idea is to reduce by eating things with as little nourishment as possible. Poker chips and casserole are very good. When you get hungry enough to eat the paper off the wall, don't do it, because the paste contains starch. Refrain from eating fat. Refrain from starches. Refrain from sugars. Refrain from eating. And while you're refraining, Walter Blossom and the boys will play a refrain called "My Sugar Takes Me with a Grain of Salt, Shake Water."
Thank you.
You know, many a man at the age of 20 or less leaves the farm or the ranch and comes to the city. And for 25 or more years, he works and slaves very hard. What for? Just to get money to go back and live in the country again. Well, sir, if you know anyone like that or if you feel like that, we have a very easy way for you to get way out in those open spaces at no extra cost whatsoever. Just listen to our ranch boys on the Sunshine Trail.
Come with me, we'll wander over hill and dale to a place out yonder on the Sunshine Trail. We will find our bluebird as we go along. He will fill our daydreams with his happy song. And when the shadows fall across our path, we'll always find, if we keep going on, we'll leave the shadows far behind. Neath the golden sunbeams, happiness won't fail. We will find our love dream on the Sunshine Trail.
Fine, boys, and now we have with us George Kaiser this morning, the famous Brookfield Flash who lives out there near the zoo. In fact, George borrowed one of their storks the other day. And no matter where George goes in his car, he takes along this bird, see? And the reason is to keep him getting pinched for speeding. Because George says in case he ever spots a cop chasing him, he'll just let the stork fly ahead of him. And you can't be arrested for having a race with a stork. All right, George is going to do Wildcat this morning. George? A claw-by-claw description of Wildcat on violin by George Kaiser. You know, one thing I often wondered, if dogs go to the moon when they die, where do you suppose cats go? I suppose they go the Milky Way, I don't know. But now, let's hear from our refreshment specialist, Bob Denton, the recording secretary.
Well, if I'm the refreshment specialist, I'll make a suggestion. I think it might be refreshing to let Helen Jane Belkey take my part today.
Well, that's not fair, Bob. I'm only supposed to sing, you know.
Well, now, sure, Helen Jane. That's all right. Bob just wants you to sing the praises of Coca-Cola. See?
Right. Helen Jane, suppose you tell us one of your favorite times to enjoy an ice cold bottle of Coca-Cola at home.
Oh, that's easy, Bob. When I get home from a shopping trip downtown.
Well, how's that, Helen Jane?
Well, I walk in the door and I dump all my bundles on the sofa, and then I go out to the refrigerator for a bottle of Coca-Cola. After I pour it into a tall glass with some ice cubes, I go back into the living room, turn on the radio, and...
Oh, yeah, and you in the radio business sounds like a butcher who goes to the zoo on his day off, doesn't...
Oh, please don't interrupt me, Don. Then I take off my hat and I settle down in a cozy armchair.
And then what?
Then I enjoy the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola that you're always telling us about.
Well said, Helen Jane. You're a true refreshment clubber. And now I want to tell our listeners how easy it is to get Coca-Cola for their refrigerators. Just ask your dealer for the handy family package. It contains 6 bottles and a special carton that even a child can carry. Get one today. And now for Don McNeil.
with Memory Time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories of darling Nellie Gray. I know from my own experience at home that a woman faces plenty of trials and discouragements just going about her daily household ritual. Well, here's something that might help you, housewives. Jane Dowling Foote has written a list of ifs from a woman's point of view. Now, if you can let your foot-free friend surprise you when all your household wheels are out of gear, if you can get a meal when all about you are piles of things there wasn't time to clear, if you can serve them simple things serenely without a word about the plight you're in, the while you say unto your soul, be seemly, and in the bosom fight that follows, win, if you can love your child with all that's in you and yet firmly say the word that must be said, face tearful eyes and never let them daunt you, and in the din that follows, keep your head. If you know life, and yet trust your children in it, because you see that God, who made the gale to vanquish sin, gave unto man the spirit, just as to fight headwinds he gave the sail. If you can win respect from those who serve you, and run your home, and not let it run you. If you can face details, nor let them dwarf you, and keep your outlook broad, your vision true, if you can let your sands of time run daily into a headlong stream of endless tasks, and do the things you hate, and do them gladly because to serve is all the joy love asks, if you can do without the dust of doing, and toiling keep your soul and body fine, if you can write the words and deeds you're ruing, and lean on love, yet not become a vine, if you can be a worthy wife and mother, and wisely meet all this shall bring to you, fear not to share the burdens of your brother. What time shall ask, that woman you can do. And now to get back to you, Helen Jane. I wonder if you'd do something for me, would you?
Sure, Don.
One of the electric light bulbs here burned out. Would you mind running out and get another one?
Say, this is the third time I've done that today. What do you think I am, a globe trotter?
Well, little trouble here, a little trouble. Just discovered that Helen Jane Belkey is a double crosser.
Why now?
Huh?
What have I done now?
Well, you like some of those crossword puzzles so well that you work them out twice.
Oh.
I thought I was going to say something about you, didn't you? I wouldn't do it for the world, Helen Jane. No, sir. I meant to compliment you on your hair, by the way. It looks very nice the way you have it bobbed there.
Thank you very much.
Not at all like a girl I know who... she doesn't know whether she wants to bob her hair or not. She can't decide on the style, see?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know whether to have it look like a whisk broom or a feather duster.
Oh.
Make up her mind. What are you going to say?
De Lovely.
Oh, it's De Lovely. That's from De Show, De Red, De Hot, and De Blue?
That's right, dear.
That's dinner.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tin antithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Me, 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 me. Re, 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 re. Do, so, mi, do, la, si. Oh, take it away. The sky
sky is long, the moon is clear. And if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let your scalp go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, oh, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's delimit, it's delight, it's delight.
Oh, yeah, very nice, Ellen Jane. I don't know which one of the songs that our ranch boys sing you like the best, but one of our favorites is Empty Saddles. Boys, if you please.
If you lonely, say I'm lonely, as you carry me along. Empty saddles in the old corral. Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the dogies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are there rustlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo?
Empty guns covered with rust, where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust, where do you walk tonight?
Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight.
If you'll only say I'm lonely,
as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.
Well, today we're going to have a selection from The Chocolate Soldier by Oscar Strauss, which is probably one of your favorite operettas. You'll hear Chocolate Soldiers, the dance, the letter song, and the famous My Hero, Walter Blaufer.
Thank you. endeth our meeting of the Refreshment Club for today with the selection from The Chocolate Soldier. It's a lovely operetta, wasn't it? We hope you like that kind of music because we'll insert those quite often in the Refreshment Club for you if you do. This one, The Chocolate Soldier, I think the setting of the thing was in Bulgaria. I don't know, though. There's nothing vulgar about it. Very refined. I like it a lot. In fact, I love operettas. I tried writing one time. I ever tell you about my operetta? Well, I will sometime. Anyway, be with us again tomorrow. You'll hear Clark Dennis and Helen Jane Belke, Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshment Club Orchestra. Oh, yes, and Frankie Papila has an accordion solo for you. And, of course, Elmer himself. What a guy, Elmer. This is Don McNeil saying so long until tomorrow. And meanwhile, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.